princess. I hope I am not disturbing you. Can I come in? Thank you. How are you liking your stay in our castle so far? Oh, you hate it. Oh, well, that's unfortunate to hear. What do you hate about it so much? You don't want to be here. I get that. Listen, I'm sorry for everything. This situation feels forced because that's exactly what it is, but I mean, we can at least get to know each other better. I am willing to give you a try. You know, I am a very open-minded person and I know my royal duties and we cannot get past them, can we? Best thing we can do is just make the most out of it. I mean, do you think you could get to know me better? Maybe try at least to like me? I'm sorry to hear that. I was hoping that we could start off on a good note. I even brought you a bottle of wine. No, it was a gift. It wasn't to get you drunk and no, you see this the wrong way, princess. I'm sorry. I might have been better off giving you a flower or something. But this wine, it's my grandfather, the old king, he had a private collection, and he made his own wine, and this is actually the last bottle that remains of his most fruitful harvest. It's from a very good year, and I wanted to share it with you. It's just something, actually the only thing in my family that I am proud of, to be honest. But I'm sorry, it rubbed you the wrong way. I think I made a fool of myself, and I better go. I'm sorry to have disturbed you. Look, it means a lot that I don't know. I better go. Good night, princess. I hope you sleep well, and I look forward to seeing you in the morning. Good night. What? A princess? Is everything okay? You're grabbing my arm. Oh, you think it was nice of me to bring you a gift? Really? Really? My apologies, yeah. I wanted to surprise you and welcome you, personally. You wanna talk with me? Have a little chat. Yeah, that's okay. Well, this chamber has actually the biggest bed in the whole kingdom, I think. We can sit on the bed if you want. There's enough place. Okay. I often forget how soft these beds are. We always give the best rooms to our guests of honor. Look, I know this is a big deal, and this is hard for everyone. But I think we both know we don't really have a choice, huh? The best we can do is, like I said, get to know each other better, treat each other with respect, and try to make the most out of it. You see, our kingdoms, we have been in a long, long and tiresome war with one another. Our parents, they are just, they're making sure that the future is peaceful and the kingdoms can work together to form a better place for everyone to live in. The two kings, your dad and my dad, they don't like each other. But our mothers, they understand, and they are trying. My mother's probably offering your mother some wine as well, to have a little wine date amongst the ladies. And our fathers, they're discussing politics, no doubt about that. But the thing is, everyone is trying, and we should do as well. Look, I know this is hard. We are practically forced to wed each other and to produce heirs to our kingdom's thrones. You know, we're gonna have to sleep with one another and marry one another. Either way, we can hate each other, or we can try and love each other. Even if that's a big task. But I am willing to give it a try. And the sooner, the better, honestly. I don't want to seem shallow or anything, but even if you don't love me, you could always do it for the sex. I mean, I'm sure you heard the rumors about the men in our family. Yeah, it's yep, we are. You know, I haven't told you this before, but I have never seen a princess this pretty. You look like a flower at sunset. No, a flower at dusk. You're so pretty. And I think I, forgive me, I lost myself in your eyes for a moment. They are something, aren't they? I'm sure you've had many lovers over the years, Princess, and I'm only, you know, I'm just me. I just got lucky to be born a prince. What? You have never loved someone before. Oh. Do you mean you've never had anything at all? Your parents were restricting you from seeing anyone. Oh, that's unfortunate. My parents have always been open about me having relationships. There was this, you see, there was this one maid, and he did something to me. I thought I only liked girls, but he awoken some. Anyways, we moved on, and he got married himself. But we fooled around a lot in the hidden passages of the castle. We have some pretty sneaky hallways and hidden rooms and stuff. I always used to fool around in them. Could I perhaps show you around? I'm sure you'll love it. Our castle's pretty cool, actually. Yeah? Here, hold my hand. I'll guide you through the halls. Oh, and hey, thank you for doing this, okay? Let's save the wine for later. I'm sure this is gonna go well, and even if we don't end up loving each other, we could be friends with royal benefits and children. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Here we are. This is one of the coolest spots in the whole castle. Hold on, let me just show you something. Stand back for me, okay? It was installed by my great-great-great-grandfather. He had a thing for hidden stuff and secrets. It's not scary. It might look a bit dark, but I promise there's light up ahead. If you want to, I can wrap my hand around your shoulders, if that makes you feel safe. Okay, come here. You smell really nice. Anyways, let's move on. And here we are. You see this? This is where I had most of my dates back in the day, and had most of my pleasurable adventures, let's say. Mm-hmm. This is, I think it looks like a garden, doesn't it? It's more like an open space in the middle of a castle. And if you look up, the moon just hits the water right. And there's a little stream right over there. You see? This is just one of those indoor garden spots that some castles have. But I've been in other kingdoms' castles before and have to say, ours is the prettiest of them all. It's almost as pretty as you. There's a little bench over there by the water. If we sit there, we can see the moon reflect perfectly in a pool full of royal waters. Do you want to sit with me there? Please? Okay. Oh, mind your step. Hold on. There you go. So, what do you think about the castle now? Do you hate it as much? You have no idea how glad I am that you're starting to like it here. I want this to become a familiar place for you. A place you can call home. Huh? Oh, princess? Your hand, you're still holding my hand. Is everything all right? You're not scared or cold, are you? Here, I'll give you my mantle. I didn't know you were Huh? You've never had your first kiss before. Okay, that's unfortunate. Why are you telling me? You would like me to be your first kiss. Wow. Oh, no, no, princess, you don't have to apologize for anything. I know you were a bit, mean towards me back in your room, but it's normal, it's understandable. You've been forced on this journey to my kingdom, and it's all a bit overwhelming, isn't it? But I accept your apologies. I do accept them. I hope this is going to be a fresh start for us. I'm just really willing to give this a try. Look at the water. Isn't it the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? Look at us. You can kind of see our reflection. It's pretty romantic, isn't it? It's almost like the water knew that we were coming. And it welcomes us in its reflection. Princess, for your first kiss, that was pretty damn good. I mean, it was lovely, princess. Do you mean, like, you wanna produce heirs now? Oh, you mean, like, oh, you wanna fool around a bit? Oh, okay. Well, I guess this spot is super private, so we wouldn't be disturbed, but are you sure this is a good idea? This is the first time we've ever met, and I mean, this is pretty sudden. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. You see, I am pretty... You know, down there, it's pretty hot, hot. Look, only if you're ready. Are you really willing to bear my children, Princess? Okay, if you feel like you're ready, if you feel like this is what you want, then let's do it. We're forced to do it anyways, so why wait, huh? It will only make things easier for our parents as well. Here, could you come and sit on my lap, facing me, please? That's right. This is pretty... It's pretty hot to be this close to you. Why don't we start off by giving each other another kiss, huh? Should I pull down my trousers a bit so you can come and sit on my cock, Princess? You're getting in the mood, are you? That's okay. I'm as well. Hold on. There you go. Do you like it? It's the first one you ever see, huh? Well, does it live up to your expectations? I'm glad to hear that. Will it hurt? It might hurt a bit, but I'm not sure. We can always stop if it hurts too much. Here, allow me to lick my fingers a bit. And go down. Down where you're supposed to slide on top of me with. Allow me to just kind of make it wet so it won't hurt as much. How does that feel? Tingly. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to feel. But are you enjoying it, Princess? That's good. I can see it. It's okay, you can just completely relax and let yourself go. You think you're ready for the real deal? Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can slide over me. Princess, are you? Are you sure this is your first time? It fits so perfectly, and forgive me for telling you, but I'm pretty big, and you just took it all the way. You are quite a natural. Doesn't hurt too much, does it? It does. I'm sorry. You just want to try and do your best. Oh, I appreciate that. I promise I'll go slowly. Okay? Just hold on to me. Grab me close to yours and tell me whenever it gets too much. Okay? And just relax. I'll keep you safe. Princess, you're doing great. You're taking it like a real princess. Look at me. Look at me. You're doing great. Princess, you're speeding up. Are you okay? Okay. Princess, if you keep going like this, we'll get this over with in no time. I thought you wanted this to last a bit. You're too excited. Okay, I am as well. Princess, I have to say, I've never been close to finishing this early. Princess, are you sure this is what you want? Okay, then I will give you my children. That was amazing. I recommend you stay in this position with me for a short while. I wouldn't want a sperm to float out of you, and there would be less chance of us having actual children. Just, maybe turn around? But be careful though, to not slip off me. Careful. There you go. Can I just put my arms around you? Okay. I know I'm very warm. I'll keep you warm. You did so well. I'm proud of you. Allow me to just kiss your neck a bit, Princess. This is an amazing night, isn't it? I'm loving every second spending with you. I think this is gonna end up being the start of something. Something sweet and tender. Something beautiful. A beautiful new dynasty of love and peace. I want to ask you something, Princess. So, I don't want our marriage to be forced upon us by our parents, which is exactly what's going to happen. So, before they get the chance to say and command us to marry each other, I want to ask you something. Dear Princess of Kingdom of Talia, will you marry me? Yes? Okay, that's great. I can't believe you said yeah. I know that we'll make each other extremely happy, you and I. Let's go back to your room and celebrate. Maybe I can keep you warm tonight as well, and we could sleep together. Yeah? Okay. Let's go. Fiancé.